has started. Roger.
Good morning.
Oh, hey, Kyle.
Hey, well, hey, Kenny. It's Monday. Happy Monday to you. You ready to start the week?
No.
No. Okay. No, I don't think anybody is. I really don't think anybody is. But for those who are ready, we will prepare you by letting you know that today is, in fact, Monday, May 16th, 2016. Already halfway through the week. Hard to believe.
Halfway through the month, you mean?
Halfway through the week. We're halfway through the episode, because I'm just having such a hard time with it. That's really what's happening right now. I feel like I just didn't get enough sleep. I was up
until... Yeah, 9 hours won't do it, Kyle.
No, 9 hours won't do it. Did I sleep for 9 hours? I don't think I did. I'm pulling up my statistics now, because why not?
Question mark? Do you have a wearable that monitors your sleep, or what?
My bed has a wearable.
What?
Yeah. I've got the Withings Aura bed monitor thing. You know, the thing that it's got the light in it and the alarm clock. And it says, hello, good morning, hi, I'm Dr. Withings, and we're here. Do you want to, okay.
We are here with things.
Wait, I just got your message. Should we pause and redo this?
Yeah, no, we shouldn't redo. Let's just pause and we'll get back to the headlines.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, back to the headlines when we return. Thank you very much.
Attention, bobsled riders. Due to technical difficulties, we have momentarily stopped all bobsleds. This is a normal, routine procedure, and an attraction host or hostess will be at your bobsled shortly. Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened. Thank you for your cooperation. Atención, viajeros. Debido a dificultades técnicas, nosotros hemos detenido momentáneamente todos los vehículos. Esto es un procedimiento de una rutina normal y un alpinista de la atracción muy pronto estará en su vehículo. Por favor, permanecer sentados con su cinturón de seguridad. Gracias por su cooperación.
And we're back.
Hi. So,
welcome back.
While you were gone, I decided to start watching a couple of 360-degree videos on my brand new shiny VR goggly Google goggle glassy goggle things.
You mean the Google Cardboard?
Yeah, that one.
You can't say Google Glass.
No, because I feel like I'm about to throw up.
Oh, really?
Oh, why is it flickering?
Okay, well, I'll have to test those out, Kyle, when I come down this weekend. This weekend only. And let's get to the headlines.
Okay, all right. That sounds good. Let's do some headlines, Kenny.
These are today's headlines.
I don't know if I appreciate all the sound effects, but
it's fine.
Let's roll with them, Kyle. Walmart's mobile wallet, Walmart Pay, rolls out to nearly 600 stores in Texas and Arkansas after an initial announcement late last year. In a small test rollout, Walmart is now beginning a statewide launch of its in-house mobile payments solution, Walmart Pay, in Texas and Arkansas. All 480 Walmart retail locations in Texas will support the mobile wallet service beginning today.
Hold on.
As well as the... Yes, what?
480 in no, that's almost that's nearly 481 stores in Texas alone.
Yeah, and 110 stores in Arkansas.
What?
Although the company continues to reiterate its plans for a wide release rollout in the United States soon, it is still yet to give customers a specific launch window for Walmart Pay beyond these two states announced today. Unlike Apple Pay's NFC and Touch ID system, there are a few added steps to successfully checking out with Walmart Pay. Here we go. Users have to navigate the Walmart app on their phone. Gross. Tap through the Walmart Pay section and then scan a QR code displayed at the register. Users can set up the app to be protected by a PIN or Touch ID. And the company says that mostly any card can be directly linked as a payment method for the service.
Aye, aye, aye.
This sounds like a terrible idea.
Yes. Yes, it does.
It's only going to make the checkout service long and drawn out, and people are going to go, I don't have a smartphone.
It is always that way. One of the places that does this, I think, is Target, but they do coupons only on
the
phone.
Yeah, they do coupons through their app.
Oh, that is frustrating.
I think through QR code as well.
Hugely frustrating. It seems like did you just crack your neck?
I'm sorry. That was my knuckles.
Oh,
I didn't think that was going to pick up on the mic.
It definitely does. Right into
it's
the
under
microphone.
My desk.
No,
it was under my desk.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Grubby chili fingers. Yeah.
Right. Just grubby right underneath there.
Ooh. Well, they're turning into grubby chili fingers now.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. Gross.
Chili in my joints. Kyle, moving on. Mm. Google plans to start blocking Flash in Chrome this year.
Mm.
As we all know, Chrome is probably the world's most popular browser
alloy.
By now.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Aluminium.
I didn't know where you were going with that. That's all.
Flash's death has been slow and painful, but now Google is planning to deal it another blow. Google has detailed plans to start blocking most Flash content with Chrome, with a change targeted toward the end of the year. Under its current vision, nearly every website that would have Flash content is going to be blocked by default. Visitors would still be able to enable Flash content on a site-by-site basis, but they would have to have specifically chosen to do so. Chrome would display a prompt offering to enable Flash if chosen. Chrome would remember then for future visits, but by default, off. Only 10 sites would have Flash enabled by default, and this is the top 10 domains using Flash. This includes YouTube, Facebook, Yahoo, Twitch and Amazon. Those are a few of the top 10, but they only have a 1-year exemption. After that, it sounds like they'll have Flash blocked by default, just like everyone else. Is Flash dead?
Yes.
Yeah, please kill it.
Mm.
Please make it dead.
Chrome is trying.
I know. But end of the year, it needs to die now.
Die
now!
Wow.
And last but not least, Kyle, BBC is reportedly planning a quote Britflix competitor to Netflix.
Britflix.
Yeah, according to the Telegraph, the broadcasting corporation and its commercial rival ITV are collaborating on the Brit-centric service after receiving permission from the UK government. Wow, they needed UK government authority here.
Mm-hmm.
BBC unveiled a 10-year plan for its future last week, one that noted corporation would develop some form of additional subscription services in the coming years as a means of generating increased revenue. While Britflix is still in early development, the BBC has both the technology and the catalog to make it a worthy proposition. The Telegraph notes that the service would be delivered using the BBC iPlayer, which is currently used for both Hulu-esque catch-up viewing and live streaming. Both ITV and the BBC would make their archive content available using the service, and original content would eventually be made available with the help of several production company partners. What do you think about this, Kyle? Do you watch enough British television to make this worth it?
No, absolutely not. You know, I personally love my Mitchell and Webb, but other than that, I don't.
Would you pay $10 a month to watch?
No,
to watch that?
No, I would. I would probably pay for the DVDs.
I obey.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
It's blew through them all.
I feel like I've been watching it this whole time.
Yep.
And those are your headlines, Kyle.
Thank you.
Boo.
Mm.
Boo.
Kenny.
Crack.
It's brought to you by Feed Press. Now, while I do this Feed Press read this morning, listener, don't skip this. because we're going to ride the mega coaster in 3D.
Oh, no.
360 degrees of mega coaster.
So Kyle's got the Google cardboard up to his face right now.
Feed Press is analytics and podcast hosting made for bloggers and podcasters. Okay. It's simple, intuitive, and a powerful RSS analytics and podcast hosting platform. They feature powerful 67 miles an hour. They feature powerful subscriber download tracking, integrated newsletters, automated publishing, popular social networks like Twitter and Facebook, and a slick drag and drop podcast hosting interface, which is everything you need in order to submit and optimize feed to iTunes. We're spinning. Oh, it's a corkscrew. Ow!
Oh, he clipped the mic. Kyle, you're not ready for Cedar Point. You're not ready.
You can get 400 megabytes of storage, and it's $8 a month, I think, probably. My knees hurt. My legs,
your legs.
Go to feed. We stopped. We're in space now. Go to feed.press/morningshow today. Sign up and try it for 14 days without any contracts or any commitments. Use the promo code morningshow at checkout. You'll get 10% off your first year.
All right.
I gotta try
this.
You.
It can't be that real.
Well, no. Okay, it's not real. But when you're looking, when it's shaking with your head at the same time as your body is moving, it is a unique sensation that I have not felt since the virtual boy.
The virtual playing tennis with Mario.
Well, and the virtual boy wasn't even close to this, because it sat on a table, I think, and you couldn't look around.
You had to look into it on the table.
It's like a TV inside of
goggles.
No, like
binoculars.
One of those. No. One of those things when you go to the eye doctor, and then they're like, "Hey, we're just gonna put a couple puffs of air on your eyeballs."
Oh.
And
at least
press
Google
this button.
Cardboard.
Press this little button when you see little jiggly eyes. You know that's got to be a game, right? One of the new VR games
for the optometrist.
Yeah, it's a VR optometry game.
Maybe that's the new hit right there. All right, somebody develop that, please.
We're gonna play it again.
No, come on. Move on.
Come on, here it comes. Get ready for the drop. It's like we're okay.
Every time you talk, you break the gate.
Yeah,
and we can hear the chain lift in the background.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty good.
Ding 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 ding.
Wait, so you're going on it again?
Nope. Not going on it again. I'm going to the facts of the day, Kenny. Let's just get out of here, huh? Yeah.
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 Yeah, do
okay,
it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you're right. It is a little weird. Okay, all right. Let's pause this video if I can here somewhere. Hey, all right. Speaking,
I was gonna ask. No, before you get to that, I was gonna ask you: are you trying to like train yourself to be okay for roller coasters?
No, I'm not. Well, maybe.
Maybe if you can beat the roller coaster VR, you can finally conquer a real roller coaster, Kyle,
So when I got this VR headset thing, the first thing I did with it was just open.
$10.
Yeah. What? What's $10?
Google Cardboard.
Yeah. But I just received it.
Go ahead. You were talking. I interrupted you, Kyle.
I just received it. That's the whole point of this conversation.
Oh.
So when I first got it, what I was saying was I loaded up the Google Cardboard app on the phone.
Uh-huh.
And it like takes you through this three-dimensional Arctic world somewhere.
Hmm.
And you say hi to a fox and you fly like a seagull into the future.
What did the fox say?
VVVVVVR.
Well done.
But even doing that, just looking around this 360 degree world made me sick. Something about it. And there was no, it was just overwhelming my senses, even though it was just visual. There was a little bit of audio, but it wasn't in headphones on my face. Like I wasn't being completely surrounded. Now, the difference between this Google Cardboard and your run-of-the-mill HTC Vive headset thingy is that there are no straps on this, obviously, and it's, what, made of cardboard?
The straps are your hands, so you have to hold to your face.
Holding it to my face. So it shakes a lot, and maybe that has something to do with it?
Maybe.
But I don't know. I feel like my eyes are gyroscopes, and I'm able to...
Well, I think the idea is that you hold it like you can press the edges to your face, and then you have imprints of the cardboard on the on your face.
Right, right. It's like I'm trying to send myself to an Amazon distribution center.
Right, or put maybe like
Oh, you okay?
Man, I couldn't catch that sneeze fast enough. I couldn't find my my mute button. Mm. Anyway, I was going to say, you should get some like gaff tape and put it on the edges there to cover up the actual cardboard. That way you can actually rest it on your face without hurting it.
Then you just tape it to my face.
No. I mean, tape the edges so that they don't hurt, right?
Tape it to my face.
Dull the cardboard edges. And then you can like press it against your face to hold it.
Yeah, okay.
Or make your own HTC Vive with Google Cardboard.
There are definitely headsets.
Hack it.
Yeah, hack it. They're... Sorry.
Oh, man.
I have had too much cold coffee this morning.
We are just not okay with Monday morning today.
It is a Monday. My goodness. Hello, Monday.
Hi, Monday.
Kenny, here's a fact for you. Let's just keep going. Here's a fact. There are about 750 types of trees in North America.
Types.
Types. 750 types, which are not that many.
It doesn't seem like that many.
No, but if you think about the whole world, there are about 100,000. So here in the in the North Americas, we don't have that many.
It's less than a percent.
That's right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's what we've got. Many of those, though, in the world, I guess, are endangered and probably in...
Because there's only one.
Right, right. Hello, type of tree. I'm Monday.
What?
Kenny, what makes your stomach growl? What does the stomach say?
Cereal.
What does the stomach say?
Maple bacon onion jam.
I'm so hungry.
That's the sound of your stomach growling, right?
Yeah, it is. And while it might sound like it's coming from your throat, says this article here.
Who thinks that?
It doesn't sound anything like that. That rumbling and grumbling you hear comes from the stomach and the small intestine. And it happens at all sorts of times, not just when you're hungry, apparently. As the muscles of your digestive system push food through the digestion process, food gets broken down to be used by your body. And all these foods and liquids are moving through your digestive system, which means gas and air bubbles get into the mixture. Because,
hold on a second. Who didn't know this? Air.
Well, some people. It's a fact, Kenny. It's a fact. It's not, okay, everybody, this is something that you didn't know. These are facts.
Hold on a second. That's usually what it is, though, Kyle. We didn't really know what this was, and today we learned.
True. Now, did you know that your stomach makes those sounds even when you're not hungry?
Yeah.
Did you know that your
my stomach is a symphony?
Oh, that's true. Symphony.
Like working 24/7.
Stomachs.
Mm. And usually the symphony is playing out of key,
yeah,
and not in harmony.
That is true.
And usually they're going on strike and they want higher wages.
Well, they're not.
Don't give them higher wages.
They're not harmony.
And then they attack me.
They're harming you.
Oh, no.
Ba 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 ba. Do 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 do. Hey, so this process. The whole, like, your stomach making sounds, I guess, cleans up any food that it missed earlier. So it's trying to basically...
In my mouth?
Yes. It's reaching deep, deep into your teeth and making sure that it got everything. And we need to digest this, Kenny. We need to just put this back into the stomach.
I'll take that.
I'm just coming here to take a little bit of what's there right there.
I think we're delusional now.
Yeah, a little bit.
Monday has turned us delusional.
I'm coming for your food.
Oh, no. That's awful. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
This is the worst part of Inside Out.
Bing bonging all the way to your stomach sounds. There's actually a scientific word for the noises that your stomach makes. Are you ready for this? Because we can get Garko's help for this. Here we go.
Bob-a-rig-me.
What? Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-rig-me. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-rig-me.
It's onomatopoeia.
Bob-a-rig-me.
That's what Garko's stomach sounds like.
Hi, I'm Barbara Rigme. Reaching into your mouth to get your food.
That's my job.
I'm Dr. Rigby. What is it?
Eleanor Rigby. Barbara Rigme.
Mm-hmm.
Setting your stomach, eating your food with a knife.
Did you eat the knife? What did you? Okay. Blah, 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 blah. I'm just going to move us on here, Kenny, to national days, because today's national day is food related. And that's how we tie in the last thing that we talked about to this thing. Kenny, today's national.
We are already off the rails at this point.
Today's national day.
Go ahead.
Is National Barbecue Day. Barbecue. Did you know, Kenny, 263,000 moist towelettes will wipe up barbecue sauce covering fingers and faces.
Grubby chili fingers, yeah.
In 1 year, I assume, probably. Or just total.
It's forever. A quarter million moist towelettes will destroy your barbecue life.
That's right. Yes, it will.
Barbecue sauce is my favorite.
We had a conversation about barbecue sauce in our Stuffy Slack. Kenny, how would you get into the Stuffy Slack so that you can then leave it, as some do here?
Well,
not shaming, just, you know, saying, just, you know.
Shots fired.
Yeah.
Kyle, you can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/morningshow, and that will give you access to our Stuffy Slack, where things go on that are even crazier than stuff that happens on the show.
And really, you can support any good stuff show that you want. If you see our show, and we're obviously going to be on a break for a little while, and you want to rescind your invitation of money to us, then you can do that and join in handing over your hard-earned monies to another show. Honestly, for any shows that are hosted by either myself or iChris on Twitter, that all goes into the same pot to help pay for this. this thing we do. So
anyway, barbecue sauce, Kyle.
Yeah. Oh, so we had a conversation.
Yeah, we had a conversation. Barbecue sauce is my favorite condiment.
Yeah.
I even said that if I was eating a bowl of barbecue sauce, I'd put barbecue sauce on it.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe on the side, and I'd dip the barbecue sauce in the barbecue sauce. And eat the barbecue sauce,
That sounds terrible.
What?
What?
What do you...
I said that sounds terrible. Are you...
Kyle, is that the Bane train?
Yes. Hello. Hey, I'm Bane.
Your punishment is more severe.
Your punishment is
Oh man, that's like the kid version of The Dark Knight Rises.
The dark train rises.
Thomas the Tank Engine rises.
Yeah, yeah. Kenny, the most common ingredient added to barbecue sauce is garlic.
Perfect.
Followed by brown sugar.
Even more perfect.
Followed by dead ferrets.
Oh.
Barbecued ferrets. Ferrets.
The original barbecue sauce, dating back hundreds of years, consisted of vinegar and pepper.
Just vinegar and pepper?
Yep.
It's just ground up vinegar. Ground up vinegar and
ground up vinegar
and liquefied pepper.
LBJ, the 36th president of the United States, hosted the first barbecue at the White House that featured Texas-style barbecued ribs.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I was there.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Maybe that's what I'm going to buy with my Texas Walmart pay. Just tons of ribs. And go barbecue today.
Barbecue. Mm-hmm. That's right. I was just in Texas having some barbecued ribs.
Oh, yeah? How was it?
Quite good. Very good, actually.
Did you go to a place that had nonstop ribs?
What is that?
All you can eat?
No.
Like all you can eat ribs?
Why would it be nonstop?
Eat them all!
They keep throwing them at you nonstop. Like a conveyor belt of ribs.
No, I did go to a place, though, that had all you can eat. There's a hair on my mic.
What?
There was one of my head hairs on the mic, and it was bugging me. I went to a place in Texas that had all you can eat beef ribs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, beef ribs. What, like the
was
big
that,
ones.
Was that like $150 a person?
No. It was like $10.
No way. Bucks. No
yes.
way.
What, yes.
What kind of... That's not a beef then. No way.
That's not a beef.
One beef rib is more like... It's like $20.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, hold on. Hold on.
Well, let me look it up, Kyle.
How much is a beef rib?
All you can eat.
While brisket costs can vary.
According to TMBBQ.com, while brisket costs can vary by as much as 20 or 30 cents a pound, Justin Fortin of Pecan Lodge has seen the prices of raw beef ribs go from $3.25 per pound less than a year ago to now more than $5.30 per pound.
There you go. So Pecan Lodge is actually one of the places that I wanted to go to. In Dallas, Texas. But in fact, it was closed the day that we planned on going, and it was quite sad. Quite sad. Right. Thank you, Google, by the way. That was really good.
Let me send you this picture.
Gonna send me a picture.
Maybe this is the place.
Show me your beef rib. Show me your beef rib. I want to see your giant beef rib. Yeah, give me your beef rib.
Anyway, so I had all you can eat beef ribs. I think I had about 21. Maybe less than 21. Maybe it was
That's
like 18.
That's impossible. I think you're thinking of pork ribs.
No.
That can't be beef. Have you seen a beef rib? I'm going to send you a picture of a beef rib.
Okay, go ahead and send me the picture. I'll send you the picture that I
copy
have here.
The image address, man. This is the best.
Great morning show. Kyle and Kenny send each other pictures on the internet that you can't see.
That is a beef rib. Beef rib Borkowski is his name.
No, okay,
those are pork ribs. The ones you are showing me are pork ribs.
No, Kyle.
Yes,
that's not what I had.
Yes, that is a beef rib.
Well, that's not what I had.
Well,
maybe it was pork ribs.
But they were huge. They don't look huge. Those look tiny.
But they, but maybe that wasn't the place I went then. Okay, they were huge. Barbecue. Kyle barbecue.
Let's see here.
Barbecue.
I'm going to copy this image as well. Send this. This is just the Kyle and Kenny send each other pictures of people eating beef ribs segment.
That's closer to what I ate.
No.
Yes.
What? Come on.
I'm still looking. The 13 best places for beef ribs in Fort Worth. Let's look at this other picture you sent me. Yeah, that's a lot like what I ate, but that, not no, that good looking.
No way.
Yes way, buddy.
For what? $28? How much did you say?
Like 12 bucks.
12. No, all you can eat $12 beef ribs. They had to be like cows from Chernobyl. There's no way. There's no way that they would let you get away with that.
Chernobyl, Texas.
Yeah. Yes. Good old Chernobyl, Texas.
Okay.
That's impossible.
Oh, man. Oh, we're going to look at Chow Hound.
Now, where did you get these again?
Fort Worth.
Fort Worth.
Downtown Fort Worth.
Okay. I don't think
this I needed beef ribs like I needed a hole in the head.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wait, what's that? Wait, you don't need a hole in the... Wait, I don't get that joke.
JFK was shot in Fort Worth. He was shot in the head.
Okay.
You had absolutely no response.
I'm just going to leave it alone.
We have so little time to cover everything else in the show.
Too soon, Kenny, too soon. Hey, what do you think about this? This is our vote downvote segment, by the way. This is where we talk about some things that are left over from Saturday. What could be better, Kenny, than a Reese's peanut butter cup?
Well, a lot of things, actually.
A beef rib, a giant, giant beef rib.
There you go.
Impaling you in your head.
Oh.
Maybe one that is stuffed with tiny Reese's pieces, or Reese's, as some might say, inside of the Reese's peanut butter cup.
Now, I have heard about this.
Have you? Okay.
I haven't really gone into detail. I kind of saw the headline a couple days ago, and I announced it to my fiance. I said, oh my gosh, they're going to put a Reese's pieces, or they're going to put Reese's pieces inside a Reese's peanut butter cup. And she looked at me and said, I hate Reese's pieces. And I almost
called off the wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was this close. Like, that was one of the biggest red flag, like,
well, no, they come in
violations of, brown, of my life.
They come moment. In brown, yellow, and orange, no red. So last week there was a leaked photo going around Facebook, I guess, that seemed to suggest that the Hershey company would soon be making peanut butter cups with Reese's pieces inside of them.
Is there a picture?
There is a picture. Yes, there is a Facebook leaked picture here.
That looks made up.
So Reese's didn't make an official statement or announcement yet, but they seem to give some credence to this Clearwater.
Ah.
To basically address the leak, showing a little Reese's peanut butter cuppy guy with two eyeballs made out of pieces. And then a Reese's sleeping
and a
Reese's
smirk.
Yeah, this is just these are terrible. These are terrible drawings. But in general, it sounds like potentially this is something that will actually come out. So now, if you think of it kind of like the Reese's pieces are speckling the peanut butter on the inside of that peanut butter cup, it'd be like a chocolate chip cookie, more or less. Little bit of crunch.
Yeah.
Little bit of Monica. You know,
oh,
that's like the fourth episode. Go ahead.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say the Reese's pieces in this image of the package with the pieces inside the peanut butter cup. Don't they look like too small?
Yes, they look tiny. They look impossibly small.
To fit inside, I mean, if you've looked at a peanut butter cup, if you've ever eaten a bite out of it and you look how much peanut butter is actually in there, there's like nothing. It's like the middle of an Oreo. That's how much peanut butter is in a peanut butter cup.
Right.
It's not like fully stuffed inside the chocolate. There's no way. There's no way. So that makes me think that the image is fake. But the fact that Reese's then responded with these pictures makes me think.
But I don't even like these pictures are just weird.
This is something that the not even a graphic artist on staff. This is like something that the social media person on staff.
Yes.
Just threw together.
Exactly. And they're using
just to fuel the flame.
They're using the hashtag cup fusion, which I don't. What even is that?
They really need to put more effort into supporting the World Cup, because they could make a lot of good, you know, connections with that, right?
Yeah, well, don't mind me. I'm just throwing things around the studio. Don't worry, it's fine.
You see a ghost or something?
No, I was riding that roller coaster again.
Stop it! Stop getting on the roller coaster, Kyle.
Okay, I'll stop. I've got another leftover food-related thing from Saturday.
Well, so I'm going to downvote that one, by the way. Because I can't believe it's hard for me to believe anything that is included in that article now.
Agreed. And until we see these on the shelves of your local Ralph's, I will be Ralphing.
Oh,
Kenny, the grilled cheese taco.
One more time.
The grilled cheese taco.
Oh, that just sounded so great. I wanted you to say it again.
Grilled cheese taco.
Now, how does this work?
Grilled cheese. This works because someone took a grilled cheese sandwich and made a taco shell out of it and then filled it with ground beef. Now, so, these are made at home. They are not available to buy anywhere else.
But there,
this recipe in our show notes over at thefoodinmybeard.com will show you how to do this if you'd like to do that. So, yes, no, maybe so.
All right, so let me take a.
You're going to unpack this one too. I feel like you already unpacked plenty before the show started, but maybe not enough. Go ahead.
Wasn't me.
They are using French bread here, French bread loaf here, and they've cut it at such an angle that the pieces are. That's like perfect. That's perfect for this.
Yep. They're basically splitting the atom trying to get this piece of bread to be as thin as possible. Now, I will say,
this is basically eating the quesalupa. Remember the quesalupa that we had, Kyle? We took a video of that.
Yeah, no.
And there's the cheese. There's cheese inside the shell. That's this. But this looks way better.
I do remember. I remember that very, very well.
All right, Chris, go ahead. Put up the image in the stuffy Slack. I'm sure that you're going to put it up there. And
that's right.
People are going to watch me eat.
Yeah.
Is this a burrito or a dog?
I don't know. It tastes kind of like both because it came from Taco Bell.
And included in this link that you've allowed us to have, there's going to be a recipe for exactly and what you need to do and all the things that you need. And it is loaf of Italian bread.
So
not French bread, but Italian bread.
I mean, it's basically it's European bread.
Oh, wow. He puts jalapenos in the taco meat.
Oh,
that's a good idea.
You're European bread after that, for sure.
Kyle,
what?
Kyle, you can't say that.
What?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Of course I can. I can say
just what? Like that. The recipe for the grilled cheese, like the ingredients, it's one loaf of Italian bread, cheese slices, I guess, however many you want, and then butter. No determined amount, just butter.
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 Already.
So upvote like indeterminable amount of upvote from me. I don't know why I use that word, but there you go.
Well, good. Upvote. How is that possible that you knew that you were gonna booby to do? Okay. Each day, Kenny, we scour the internet looking for people willing to take on world records that nobody cares about. We'll mention one record today, this week, and then vote on one of these days to decide on which record is the record of the week. Today's record, is the world's tallest banana tower.
Banana tower is banana my new tower. Favorite word.
It's that band. Banana Tower of Power, I think.
Banana Tower Power.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, that's perfect.
So, Burro Haplod. Burro Halfhold. Garko. Need your help.
Burro Halfhold.
Okay.
Wow.
They made a banana tower that towered 28 bananas in height. You want to? We can count up here with them if you'd like. Maybe a little bit. Here we go.
I don't think it's 28 tall.
One, two, three, four.
Bananas are so funny, Kenny.
Well, they're stacking them like two a piece. Right? They're going like back, forth. It's almost like a Jenga tower made of bananas.
Yeah, but it's... Okay, so here are the rules for this.
They should be playing banana Jenga.
No external support or adhesives
are
permitted.
They're all speaking English.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to be like some German word.
No. That's awful. Burl Happold Engineering is the one who did this.
She's making another banana tower right next to the old banana tower.
23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28.
Clap for her, Kyle. Clap for her.
Oh, I am. I'm
count bananas.
Mm-hmm. Nice work.
This is hilarious. By the way, to look at, 28 bananas tall, that's great. I don't know why you need an engineering degree to do that, but
no, you need to know how the bananas work.
Okay, but I just want to say that the previous records here, Kyle.
Yeah.
The original one was five.
Right. I could stack five bananas in my sleep.
That's what you don't count sheep, Kyle. You stack bananas to go to sleep.
Yes. And then the sheep jump over the bananas.
See, my favorite, though, is Josh Mitchell on October 9th, 2010. He stacked five bananas and he said, I have the world record. And then Jeff Cutler the next week was like, I put seven on top of each other. I have the new record. And then Josh Mitchell comes back with, but I did five. And it was denied. Oh, and then Josh is like, hold on a second, seven? I'm going to counter your seven. I'm going to go eight. And then Josh says, you know what? I'm going to counter myself and go 10. 2 years later, 2.5 years later.
He'd been trying for years.
Yeah.
Years.
He's like, I can't break 10.
That's right.
And then Nathaniel Hughes, he goes, you know what? You guys are amateurs. I'm a banana master. 12 bananas. And then later that year, a man who goes by the name of Banana Kiwi, also great name, he says 12, 16 bananas. And that record stands until today when Burro Happold engineering.
Engineering
conquers the record with 28. That's just amazing.
Nice work. Very nice work.
I'm clapping.
Yeah, my clap is a different sound from yours.
You have to have the good open air studio here.
Yeah, no, I don't like that. I don't like it at all.
Woo! Okay.
Woo! You know what I do like though?
Hi, what's that, Kyle?
Welcome back. Certainly glad you could join me today.
Jackal! It's a jackal! It looks like a jackal! 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 It's a jackal! Jackal!
I like skipping this segment.
Oh no!
Because we're running late today. We'll try and figure out a way to do Audio Pictionary another day.
Wow, that was like the worst kind of tease that you could ever do.
I know.
In fact,
I know.
I thought that you were tricking me.
Yeah?
Like you tricked everybody, including me, thinking, oh, we're gonna play it. But I was the one that told you we don't have time for that. Right. We don't have time for that.
Right.
All right, stop making me laugh. Go continue on with the outro, Kyle.
Kenny, in light of course, skipping Audio Pictionary, we will put a link to what it would have been into the show notes. Because that doesn't make any sense. What do you think of that?
I don't know what you're saying.
That's right. You can also find everything else that we talked about over at goodstuff.fm/morningshow/307. Already at 307 episodes, and it just feels like we're scraping the bottom of the barrel with a beef rib. You can check out some of the other. Yeah. You'd probably turn it into like a spoon, maybe. Can you imagine like going straight in for the mashed potatoes with the end of your beef rib? Just the bone.
Yes.
Just
the hold on. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
You only need
like,
one.
Like a beef rib bone spork.
Utensil.
Oh my gosh. Somebody create that.
You don't have to create it. You just have to do it.
Do it.
Wait.
That's right. You should also check out some of the other great shows on goodstuff.fm because we are going, as a reminder, going on hiatus for a little while this fool gets his nuptials on. You can email the show, kyle@goodstuff.fm, for questions, concerns about our well-being after today's show, complaints probably that you've got, and other general good stuff, you know, just to say hello. That's fine too. You can also send in your Audio Pictionary drawing because we didn't do it. We're on Twitter, Kenny. Good Stuff FM and Morning Show AM. Just follow us there. We'll let you know when this is posted. But if you're listening to it now, then you already know that it's posted. It's just, it's very circular. It's really for the next time. It's not for this time. It's for the next time. So if I tell you this time, it's for the next time. But I just can't guarantee that there is a next time. It's very existential, you know?
It's a cycle.
Yeah. Oh, but it's not a cycle because unless I close the loop, it's not a cycle. Oh, my brain hurts. Kenny, thanks to FeedPress for delivering this episode. Remember,
huzzah.
400 megabytes of file storage. They just upped that. That's almost double what they used to offer. So you can upload a whole bunch more. Woo-hoo. We will be back on Wednesday, hopefully, with something that is a little more entertaining.
Oh, come on. This was entertaining. At least for the two of us.
I'm really looking forward to more beef ribs on Wednesday. That's what I'm looking forward to.
I got to find a place that has beef ribs around here.
You've got a Texas barbecue place across the street. That's good enough.
Kyle, that place is garbage.
Oh, all right. Well, I recommend you go try it. Just, you know.
Hi, Mom.
Just say hello, and maybe they'll give you all you can see beef ribs.
Okay.
We'll be back on Wednesday. Let's get out of here. Bye.
Bye, everybody. I think the song's running out.